This Independence Day week, amidst the fireworks and patriotic songs, I'd like to remember a fading American icon, Tonya Harding. Best known for her plot to hire goons to club the legs of rival figure skater Nancy Kerrigan, she has since become a symbol of blue-collar ingenuity. After narrowly avoiding prison, Tonya set out to reclaim her fame in a series of failed publicity stunts. Her pop band, Golden Blades, was booed off stage at a Portland festival, then appearing as Tonya TNT Harding on Fox Celebrity Boxing. She jabbed and bullied Paula Jones. Inspired by this win, at age 33, Tonya went on to fight in 6 professional boxing matches before turning to print, releasing a tell-all book called The Tonya Tapes, because Tonya is not here for friends.
If you like me, great. If you don't like me, that's okay. That's your opinion. But I bet you, you'll still pay money to come see me.
It's this self-promotion and irreverent flair that hits some essential all-American nerve. Tonya Harding is the essence from which Sarah Palin draws. Her sequined skating getup, a glimmering don't tread on me flag. This is a woman that 10 days after Valentine's Day was arrested for assaulting her boyfriend with a hubcap. Now, Tonya explains that she wants a simple life, a four-wheeling through mud bogs, and putting on a really pretty dress and going to dinner at a place like Applebee's or something. A universal desire that can surely lift our collective spirits in a season of life and liberty. For KMUW, I'm Andrew Bales.